Tequila, beer, wine, whatever your drink of choice is. We're going to be sipping on them all Saturday starting at 2 o'clock. We're going to be out at Cubby Bear. We're going to be pre-gaming for the Luke and Sam show. Now, maybe you're saying to yourself, guys, I want to go, but I don't even have tickets to get into Wrigley. How about 7:15? We got tickets for you. We're going to kick it off ticket tag all day long.
All right, but parents, 312-946-4995. You know, your kids go off to school. It's emotional for some of us, including the ones that have, like, little kids, right? Because, you know, they're home with you.
First timers.
Yeah, they're home with you their entire life, and then you got to send them off to school half day or maybe full day. My sister told me a story yesterday at soccer.
Uh-oh.
And she's going to kill me, but let's get her on the phone right now.
Hello.
Good morning, Dana.
Morning.
How was your day yesterday? Did anything happen?
Oh, you know, just a typical drive-by your daughter's school.
All right, so let me set this up. Nadia, my niece, and my goddaughter, she went to half-day preschool the past 2 years. And this year was the first year she's gone all day for kindergarten, correct?
Yes. 6.5 hours, 5 days a week. It's a long time.
I know. So what did you do yesterday in typical kind of crazy mom fashion?
Well, I've been contemplating every day this week, driving by for recess time just to kind of see, make sure she's got a little friend to play with or just see what she's doing. And yesterday, I just happened to be leaving my son's gymnastics class driving.
Oh, you just happened to be leaving,
by
right,
the way,
Dana?
It's not by her school, but okay.
It was like God led me there. So yeah. I went there, and I was a little early, so I drove around, and I felt like the guard kind of was like, this car's been here for a little while. So then I took a break, and I kind of found a little construction area where there was a few men and trucks and stuff, so I kind of hid back there so I could see her playing. And, you know, it's emotional. You want to make sure that they're having fun and stuff, and, you know, she's kind of shy at first, so I just wanted to make sure she was making friends and having fun.
What were your emotions? What was happening physically while you were watching this?
I was crying the whole time.
You were crying the whole time?
The whole time. I called my husband. I'm crying. It was very emotional.
And you said you had your son in the car with you. Was he crying as well?
No, he was hungry. It was lunchtime, and he's like, Mommy, what are we doing? I'm like, come on, Giovanni, just hold on.
That's the worst when, like, your three-year-old calls you out for the craziness. Like, all right, you're right. We shouldn't be here. You're right.
Yeah.
So, Dana, let me ask you a question, though. Do you think in 2 weeks that you are still going to be creeping around, checking up on her during recess?
I mean, I hope not, but I can't for sure say that I won't once in a while drive by and just make sure. I also called in the morning to make sure the school doors were locked.
Yeah, you got to make sure, right?
Oh, my gosh. Dana, stop it. The school is safe. She's fine.
I know. It's just hard.
What's your story? Call Stiles and Roman at 312-946-4995. U.S. 99.
Good morning. It's Stiles and Roman on U.S. 99. I'm Roman. I have a 4-year-old son. I'm a single dad. And so I will admit to my creepiness of what I've done with my son at preschool. He goes to school now 3 days a week, actually. His second year of preschool. And if I get out of here at a reasonable time and I make good time, if 290 is nice to me, I get there like 3 or 4 minutes before I got to pick him up at preschool. And I'll sit in the parking lot. And I will just stare, and I'll watch him interact with other kids and play, and I feel kind of creepy doing it, but it's like my son, so it's not creepy.
But see, you're picking him up in a couple minutes, so that's not creepy.
Yeah.
What your sister Dana is doing,
what she did once,
is spying on her daughter during like recess. But, and I get it, you miss them and you're emotional, but let them just, you know, like,
I get it, because
get along with people.
But you don't understand,
classmates.
Though. It was Nadia had been there for a half a day for 2 years in a row. Now this is her first time being at full day kindergarten. So there is a big jump from half day to full day. 312-946-4995. What creepy things do we do as parents? Sarah from Crete, good morning. What do you do?
I'm a stalker mom still. And he lives all the way in Colorado, so.
Whoa, that's a long drive to stalk your son.
No, I'll just fly and get him. But I used to drive him every day, not only to preschool, but I went all the way through college.
To college?
And drove him to school every day, and his friends, and I'd yell out the window in high school and college, I love you, baby. Mama loves you.
We're not just parents, we're also stalkers. Good morning, it's Stiles and Roman on US 99. My sister told a story a few minutes back where, you know, my niece went from half-day preschool to now this week full-day kindergarten. It's a big jump, so my sister actually drove to the school parking lot yesterday and sat in the parking lot during recess and cried her eyes out watching my niece, my poor little niece, playing at recess, and my sister kind of being crazy, crying in the car.
So 312-946-4995. Parents, is it being overprotective? Is it stalking? Is it just caring too much? You know, you should tell your sister Dana that it doesn't stop. Even my stepson, who is 16 years old, my wife Connie does the craziest stalking things all the time when he's out.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're talking about on the radio this morning things that parents do to stalk their kids. So Nate is now 16 years old and he's going out and staying out a little bit later, like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. But what do you make sure that he does on his cell phone before he's allowed to go out?
He has to turn on his location on his phone so I know where he's at.
Okay, I get it.
So when he turns on his location, though, yeah, you get it, Roman. But, babe, how many times when he's out do you check his location?
Maybe every 2 to 3 minutes.
No, it's like every 30 seconds. You're on the phone every 3 seconds making sure he says where he's at.
No, I just peek every now and then just to make sure he's safe.
Now, has he ever lied?
No, he's never lied.
Well, one time he turned his location off and I thought Connie was going to, oh my God, you almost jumped in your car to go find him.
I did. I guess the settings just stopped working.
Mm-hmm. How many people believe that the settings just stopped working?
The iPhone is so sophisticated, but once in a while, that location just shuts off on its own.
Make sure you grab those sunglasses before you leave the house today. It's going to be a sunny one today. Only going to get up to about 73 as the high, but this is what you really care about.
Go ahead.
11 minutes away. 7:15 this morning. You know, we're a couple days away. Saturday, it's going to be going down in Wrigleyville. Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt live at Wrigley Field. And we have tickets for you. If you don't have tickets yet, we're also going to qualify you for pit passes. So 10 minutes away is when you definitely need to be listening.
What I was going to say is that, we were in the 90s for a couple days, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, it was about 75 or whatever. And I slept with my windows open. It dropped down to like 55.
Yeah.
It was pretty chilly overnight.
It felt good though, that breeze coming in, right?
It like aired out the house. It was really, really cool. But parents, we're not only parents, we're also stalkers. 312-946-4995. Again, my sister was at the parking lot at Nadia's kindergarten, her first time being all day kindergarten, and my sister during recess was there stalking her and crying in the car. Like my 3-year-old nephew is in the backseat like, Mommy, what are we doing here?
I wonder how many of your sister's friends are listening this morning texting Dana going, Dana, come on,
no,
let your daughter breathe.
They would all know, yep, that's Dana. And my mom, and it's an extension of my mom as well. But Patty from Oak Park, good morning. Tell us your story.
Well, you know, if you think kindergarten and dropping off your kids at kindergarten is tough, wait till you take them to college.
Oh, I can't even prepare. Stop.
I was fine. I didn't cry the whole time. My son went to Ithaca in New York.
Okay.
And so my whole time, I didn't cry once. We went shopping. We set up his room. We had dinner together. I didn't bust out crying until I got in the car. And I made him promise that every Sunday, like clockwork, at 7 o'clock, he would call me.
And did he follow up on that?
Yeah, and one time he didn't, so I called him and said, it's 7 o'clock.
He's like, but Mom, Eastern time versus Central time, I don't know, I'm confused.
I said, I don't care what you're doing, 7 o'clock, you better call me.
We got from downtown Chicago, Jeanette. Jeanette, good morning. Stay away from Lakeshore Drive, man. That construction is crazy.
I'm trying. It's a mess down here, guys.
We can only imagine. Tell us your story.
My youngest went to college. And I had to have 3 contacts with him a day. Morning, afternoon, and evening. I can't believe that mom waited till Sunday.
You know what's funny? As she was saying that, I was thinking, like, I talk to my parents every single day as it is. Like, only Sundays?
Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of interesting.
And not only that, but I told him he could text me. But if I said to him, what's our text code? He had to text me back the code because I watch too much TV. And he could be dead in a ditch somewhere.
Oh,
and the serial killer could be texting me.
You need to relax just a little bit. I think 3 times throughout the day is a little bit too much. You need to let your son breathe.
Well, now he's 25 and I never talked to him.
Yeah, now he's breathing a lot. He's just breathing.
Yeah. couple days away before Luke is going to be singing that one out in center field at Wrigley Field. God, it's going to be amazing. So, you don't have tickets. We're going to do it again. 8:15 if you missed out a couple minutes ago. And we're also going to qualify you for those pit passes. That is where the party is going down.
Yeah, but one last time, let's talk about parents, a.k.a. stalkers. My niece Nadia went from half-day preschool, not to full-day kindergarten this year. And my sister is not handling it well. She sat in the parking lot of the school yesterday during recess, watching my niece and crying. And not a good look.
Hopefully in a couple of weeks, your sister Dana will be all good with it. But joining the show this morning from Orland Hills, we have Lisa. Tell us your little stalking story, Lisa.
Well, as parents, we kind of keep an eye on each other's kids.
Yeah.
You know, if I saw something going on that I knew wasn't right, I'd call the parent, and then they would call them out on the kids. And the kids would always be like, was that Mrs. So-and-so who called on me? Who's telling on me?
Are you a snitch, Lisa?
I'm not a snitch, but you know what? As parents of teenagers, you got to staff on what's going on. And as parents, if you work together as a team, it works out. It really does.
Hey, it takes a village. It takes a village.
Absolutely, it does. And not crazy stuff going on, but just stuff that you know, like, you know, the parents, and you know that they wouldn't be allowing something like this to happen. So you just call and say, I wasn't sure if you knew about this, but I saw so-and-so doing this. And, you know, just so you know.
All the little kids in Orland Hills walk around and they look at Lisa and they go, snitches get stitches.
See, I was taught snitches end up in ditches. That was a very nice, that was a nicer one than mine.
Yeah, like you said, it takes a village, not snitches. We stick together. You know what? We got to do that. As parents, we do.